And I don't think that there's going to be anyone else on the planet safer than baseball players if the protocol is followed and executed as it has been written. I mean, these measures that are taken, that Major League Baseball wants to take, are nothing short of draconian measures. I mean, it's incredible how the protocols are so strict and so thorough, testing every single day to the point where I believe that that's going to be the most difficult part for the players. Forget about the 60 games and getting ready and you pace yourself, or if they're not pacing anymore because you go full throttle, 60 games, okay. None of that. You know, no fans in the stadiums. None of it. It's going to be as difficult to get adjusted to. And the protocol itself. I mean, it is absolutely insane. All the little things the players are going to have to do differently in order to just follow the rules as they stand right now. So I believe that they will be safe. I mean, extremely safe. The safest environment in the planet if you look at the protocol that has been set forth.
Longtime Major Leaguer Carlos Pena joining us here on Cofield & Company. One of the things we learned in the last couple of weeks is that there'd be no minor league baseball at all this year. How much of an impact do you think that has on the next couple of years of baseball to have these guys not able to play for a full season?
As I think this is going to be, we're going to see the ripple effects of what's going on right now. Look, I am very optimistic that if the season is played, we're going to see very exciting baseball. However, there's not going to be any fans in the stands. You know, and there are going to be things that we're going to learn because of this situation. But the ripple effects, and there are going to be some negatives to that. You know, development. You know, these guys did not, the minor leaguers, the prospects, did not get a season under their belt. That is a whole entire year of seasoning that they backed up. And you grow a lot in a full season in the minor leagues. There's a lot of growth there. And now you just, those have been taken away from the young prospect. So the ripple effects are going to be felt for years to come. That guy that was supposed to be ready maybe won't be as ready as soon, regardless of how talented it is. I just don't think you can put the cart before the horse. There's a process that all these kids must go through. So we will feel, and teams will feel the ripple effect of not being able to develop their young talent in the minor leagues.
Back to who's in and out so far in terms of decisions. You played with David Price. Price was very young at that point. You guys had a great team in Tampa. Were you surprised that David Price elected to sit out? And I guess the part two of this would be David Price gets a lot of guff from people, fans. And I don't know. You tell us, is he hit too hard on that front? Is he misunderstood?
Yeah, it's 100%. I mean, I played with him. He was my teammate. And he's just a great kid. He's got a wonderful family. His parents are raised him really, really, really well. Boston was difficult for him, and I perfectly understand. Boston is very intense. The fans are very knowledgeable. The fans are very involved. The press is very intense as well. And he had a little bit of a tough time dealing with all of that. No reflection on his character. You know, I think there are many things that he could have dealt with better, but it does not take away from who I know he really is. And him up to now is one of those things. I'm going to go back to the beginning. You know, he's able to do so, and he's got a baby coming up. And, you know, you watch the news, and goodness, I mean, it's whether, you know, I don't care what side of the story you sit on. Are they exaggerating the situation? Or we are not supposed to wear masks. You know, you can talk to so many people, and people will give you different opinions on whether or not this is being taken a little too far. The bottom line is this. When you have your loved ones, you're thinking to yourself, I have to err on the side of caution if I'm able, right? That if I'm erring on the side of caution, there's no need to be reckless. That's the way he's thinking. So I cannot, guys, I cannot fault a Major League Baseball player from opting out from a shortened season. Yes, in the game, you're like, wow, he did not play, he got out. But if you think about big picture, I cannot blame none of these guys for stepping back simply to take care of their families and keeping them safe.